Welcome back to Awakened Exchanges. I'm your host, Jay Rich, and you're listening to the 13th and final episode in my series, Deconstructing the Great Awakening Map. I hope you've enjoyed them even more as we went along and as I got a better handle on doing some of these solo episodes. Don't worry, there are more interviews coming, as well as some amazing deep dives, I'm hoping. For this episode, however, we're going to be looking at the Q Connection section and dive into QAnon, Inner Earth Civilizations, and the Vatican. As always, I am truly grateful to be here speaking with you today, and I hope that you continue to engage in the exchange with us. You can always email me about other interesting topics and guests, and you can use the contact form on our website or contact me directly on Twitter at Awaken Exchanges. As you probably know, I am in the middle of that road trip across the western half of our country. I'm including videos and photos from my stops along the way, and at this point in the trip, I'm likely to be close to heading back from Austin, if not, and starting to hit some of the more fun planned stops that I'm going to try and share with you guys. I'm truly grateful to have had this opportunity to share with you as I scout for our future podcast home and explore these cool sites along the way. I hope you're enjoying the photos and that this leads to great things for the podcast, the vapes, and the ARC community. Things are definitely going in the right direction as I've had a fairly profound change after using some of these mindfulness techniques over the last few months. That perspective of gratitude has really blossomed, and I hope that you know how grateful I am for you guys as well. Thank you again for joining me here. We're on the last episode of the map, as I mentioned, but if you are just joining us or haven't seen it, there is still a high-res copy on our show notes and on our website at awakenedexchanges.com. And if you're checking out the Telegram channel or Twitter feed, you can see the highlighted version that I made of the map to show how I'm grouping these topics together. You can also see any of the threads that I've collected for this series and hopefully the other series as we go along on any of these deep dives in the future. If you need the link to the Telegram channel, it's in the show notes as well as on our website. I hope that you engage with us in the exchange over there. And I know that I've given the disclaimer each time, but this is the last time you're going to have to hear it. It's going to be a lot of conspiracy theories in this episode, so keep that in mind when you're weighing all of these topics, okay? Before we get into the Q Connection, here is a brief rundown of our sponsors. As always, I want to thank all of you personally for your support. Just listening and sharing this podcast with your friends gives me a reason to keep providing the best content that I can. If you have the means and would like to contribute personally, please take a look at our Patreon page where you will get access to exclusive content and deals. Bonus videos are already available and more are on the way. As for our sponsors, Awaken Vapes was the first of the Awaken brands and has been helping you modulate your high with CBD-only, high-terpene vape products since 2019. Genesis Farms has been making the highest quality medicinal RSO, among many other fantastic products, starting with the medical community here in Oregon back before 2010. And last but not least, the Caramel Corn Company has been bringing you caramel corn the way it's meant to be. And remember, if you enjoy this podcast, please follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on YouTube, or follow us wherever else you're listening. And if you can, leaving a review or a comment on Apple Podcasts really does help spread the word. You can also support us on Patreon or connect with us on the social media of your choice. We are at Awakened Exchanges on Facebook and Instagram, and at Awaken Exchanges on Twitter. All right, now, stay tuned, and thank you for listening to Awakened Exchanges. Genesis Farms was founded on the belief in cannabis's ability to heal. Genesis Farms is more than a brand. They're a compassionate community of like-minded folks that generate top-quality cannabis products, made with love and care. Community outreach is always on their mind, and their partnerships with Grow for Vets and Parents for Pot was just the beginning of what they hope to accomplish in the coming years. You can find their products on the best dispensary shelves across the state of Oregon. Their RSO is the most consistent quality in the state. Their tinctures are second to none, and their personal massage oil will have you and your partner coming back for more. Find them on Facebook and Instagram, and ask for them in your local dispensary today. Don't forget to listen to Sean's interview right here on Awakened Exchanges. It's episode number 3. The Caramel Corn Company is bringing you caramel corn the way it was meant to be. Made with premium ingredients in small, handcrafted batches, and completely gluten-free. Their flavors include original, roasted cashew, salted almond, mixed nut, spicy sriracha, white morsel macadamia, peanut butter, butterscotch, and my personal favorites, chocolate drizzle and raspberry caramel apple. I can't say enough about how delicious this caramel corn is. It makes a great gift any time of the year. You can find them for sale in Portland area market of choice locations, and hopefully again online soon when they get stocked back up. Please visit www.caramelcorncompany.com for more information today. And remember, buying local supports small businesses and keeps your money building your community. Last but not least, Awaken Vapes has been bringing you some of the highest quality CBD vapes since ringing in the new year of 2019. I became passionate about cannabis after a car wreck left me with major migraines, and no prescribed pills helped alleviate the symptoms. Having only tried cannabis a handful of times in high school and college, it was a doctor's recommendation that led me to give it another try. Only then did I realize that we'd all been at least a little misled about the health benefits of this amazing plant. Despite an unexpected break because of the vape ban, and then a global health crisis with COVID, the business is stronger than ever, and we invite you to check out our updated website today. We are still offering our three varieties with new and improved terpene formulations for enhanced flavor to go along with the custom blended effect profiles. Check back at www.awakenedvapes.com for any updates, and you can always email us about wholesaling or white labeling opportunities. All right, we're starting this week with what I'm calling the Q connection. As you can see, it's centered around the big Q, but when you look closer, it takes up nearly half of the section that we're going to be covering today. I'm going to go ahead and say that this is your official spoiler alert right here. If you're interested in that HBO documentary series, Q Into the Storm, I highly suggest that you watch it. But again, spoiler alert, there's going to be stuff coming up in here. I think there are millions of people who are suddenly realizing that they were fooled by a not necessarily very articulate 30-something and his very creepy mid-50s father who just reeks of sexual misconduct and white supremacy. This is just a taste of how slimy people like them can take those kernels of truth and memeify and spread them like viruses through the minds of millions. For today, let's go ahead and start with that big Q and see where it takes us, though. I have to start by saying that you can't really disentangle Q from Trump and the Trumpers. The map lists his name in bold just above the giant Q, and Trump himself played into the Q drops and the Anons themselves as they showed up at his rallies. On top of that, and also in the circle, is the acronym GEOTUS, that is G-E-O-T-U-S. That's the name they bestowed upon Trump, and what does that stand for, you might ask? Only the God Emperor of the United States. No big deal, right? It's not like they wanted to make us the next North Korea and give him full godlike reign. 5D even puts the quote, hear all, see all, right near there. And that sure as hell sounds like Big Brother to me. 1984 or 2024? I definitely hope he doesn't run again, but he can't win, can he? That's what we said in 2016, too, so. But where did Q start, you might ask? Again, I highly recommend that you watch that HBO series, Q Into the Storm, if you have access. It's got an amazing amount of information, and you can see the story develop across the people's faces and timeline as it goes along. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot of time like they did. And for our limited time, the map lists 4chan, which is where the original Q drops took place. After a little while, the language of the post started to change, and then soon after, the owner of 4chan decided that he didn't think it was the same person, and he didn't like the tone of the new Q or the Q supporters. So he moved to ban them. Miraculously, Q found a place to go on one of the former 4chan admins' new boards. Their creation? 8chan. well, it wasn't really their creation, but they helped run with it afterwards. But anyway, the admin, who is known as Code Monkey, is also known as our new friend Ron Watkins, if you've seen that Into the Storm. How do you know that the posts were still from the real queue? Well, Code Monkey said so, of course. And, you know, after that, they needed trip codes to verify, even though those trip codes were hacked a couple of times. Q then said that we need to research Exopolitics and other ET books because disclosure was coming. Trust the trip codes. Besides, he had to go to 8chan. It wasn't Code Monkey. It was just the only board with less restrictions than the already notoriously outrageous 4chan that preceded it. Well, the map goes on to list the dark web as one of the places where information was released, but what I also don't get is that it's also part of what they're claiming allowed the elites to get away with the nefarious plots that they had going on. What plots? Well, the map actually lists staged mass shootings, underground sex trafficking tunnels, CIA drugs and weapons trafficking, and a bit more, and I'll touch on a little bit of that later on. But for now, at the very top of the circle is actually the phrase storm. Is actually the phrase the storm, which is where the documentary obviously got its name. But the storm is a reference to Q's first post, which had the quote, "the calm before the storm." The storm was when all hell was supposed to break loose and all of these conspiracies were going to be revealed. The swamp was going to be drained and the ensuing great solar flash would cause the Great Awakening. Not to mention they were going to take down and arrest all of those liberal pedophiles in the process. So if Q was the poster of all this information, what was QAnon? Honestly, differing articles say different things, but everyone seems to agree that they're basically synonymous. Q was QAnon, and then his supporters began to be lumped in with him, and they became the Anons. They considered themselves, as the map says, patriots. The real problem came with the insane amount of loyalty and companionship that Q seemed to breed among these ragtag group of followers. They all began to feel like they belonged together. They'd bonded. The map even promotes their hashtag, hashtag WWG1WGA, which seems weird to me. Then you actually learn what it stands for, which is where we go one, we go all. And I don't know about you, but that's a little scary. It's like, I'm not going to take time to actually clearly think this through. This person agrees with me, so I'm going to go ahead and make sure I stick with them 100%. But I don't think that you guys are agreeing on the same things. That's what really starts to bother me a little bit. We need to have some discourse. Who was Q, though? Where was he supposedly getting his information? How did he make these people believe him so completely? Well, the theory is that Q was someone high up that had Q-level clearance, hence why the map calls him a high-rank military intelligence official. Why would any high-level official take the time to get involved in what the map calls anonymous meme wars and psychological thought bombs? Wouldn't he have better things to do than say, "Nuh-uh, I am real. It doesn't matter that none of my predictions come true." His followers just modified those predictions to mean other things or shrugged them off as part of the greater plan. It just doesn't make sense that you can continue to use the same techniques and be wrong and still be believed. But that was what was going on here. The greater plan, well, Q was also supposed to be part of what the map refers to as the Earth Alliance. And the main goals of the Earth Alliance are listed just beneath it as arrest the cabal / release free energy. According to the map, this Earth Alliance was supposed to have sealed indictments so that they could hold tribunals, specifically against the Clintons and the Rothschilds, as well as other unnamed members of the, quote, global elite. So how are they going to do that? The map says that they had blackmail on them. The blackmail? Proof of pedophiles and ritual sacrifice. Anyone else starting to get a Jeffrey Epstein vibe here? Hell, Not far from these phrases on the map is actually child trafficking, followed by Epstein Island. And on a slight tangent, why the hell is no major media source talking about his non-suicide? It's been almost a year, right? Please hear out Eric Weinstein, and not just about this, but look into his brand new theory of everything. He actually analyzes these things, and when they don't get addressed, it feels like the media is ignoring them on purpose. Getting back to the question, though, why were these elites participating in all this debauchery? Well, it was all so they could extract loosh, duh. That's L-O-O-S-H, by the way. And after some research, the term appears to be related to adrenochrome, which is also listed nearby on the map. And I believe we talked about it a little bit earlier on, but according to ascensionglossary.com, loosh specifically is a term applied to energy produced by human beings and animals that other entities use to feed from. It is also used to refer to the energy that is produced by suffering, which those entities then feed on. That's right. That's why all these entities are immortal, after all. You haven't seen a single one of them age, right? Hillary Clinton is getting younger by the minute. What? You don't agree? Oh. Anyway, what other things was this alliance supposed to reveal or do? I'll let some of the phrases stand alone, and I'll dive a little deeper into others, but here's the complete list from the map. The first term, weaponized food. And no, I'm not going to dig into that one. HFCS is better known as high fructose corn syrup, and there's already plenty of information out there on that as well. We all know it's probably not good for us at the very least, but yeah. The next is engineered diseases. Accidental coronavirus leak, anyone? I know that we're heading down these routes, but this is another Brett Weinstein thing that I really wish people would look into. I don't think that it was necessarily done on purpose, but accidental lab leaks are not unheard of, and this virus has too many characteristics. Too many other people besides Brett and Eric are saying the same thing, and I hope that people take it seriously when we do find out whatever the science says in the end. The next term we have is corporatocracy. And you know, that's where all the corporations have all the power and we're screwed. Oh wait, that isn't already happening? I'm pretty sure it is, but the map specifically lists out Facebook, CNN, Google, and Amazon in a separate yet unlabeled list that sure seemed related to me. All right, CNN, maybe not as much. I'm not sure how they quite fit in with those other three, but I'm sure it has something to do with liberal media. Still, I'm going to go ahead and leave the list complete there. The Earth Alliance is also supposed to have told us what really happened during the 1963 Philadelphia experiment, which deserves a deep dive of its own, but I'll just say it was supposed to experiment with either time travel and or phase shifting and invisibility. We were really trying to experiment with some sci-fi stuff back in the day, and I don't know why we stopped. Was it because we were successful or because we failed miserably? I don't know. But Montauk is listed next in a seeming association with Project Looking Glass, another deep diveable subject. But I'll at least say that the main conspiracy involves the technology for remote viewing of the future, where you can use that looking glass that was apparently back engineered from instruments retrieved inside a crashed UFO. And while that is fantastic fun, it's not one that I can dive into today, and it's not going to be our next topic because there's just too much to go on. So, fun is probably the last thing to describe this next term, which is the Save the Children conspiracy. What in the world is that? Well, that was, of course, one of the main ways that the elite were able to keep procuring children for torture. That's just such an evil thought process to go into that I'm just going to say there's no evidence for this of any kind. I know that every person is capable of unspeakable things given extraordinary circumstances, but it just makes my skin crawl to think about the number of people that accept this as part of everyday life. And I know that we have sex trafficking going on, whether or not it's for the global elite. It's just, these are things that we should be working towards solving so that our children can actually be children. I really hope that this next generation or two, we do have things figured out a little bit better. I do not think that the next decade or so are going to be the best, though. I'm going to go ahead and try and move on to a lighter topic, you know, like the apocalypse or something. How about that there's also no evidence that Jewish space lasers started the Paradise, California fires? Marjorie, sorry, where'd that come from? The map also lists the Centurion ET community in 2018 destroyed by DFW. Now, I couldn't find specific things listing for that, but there was the Centurion fire in 2018. Maybe DFW stood for Dark Fleet Warships. Who knows? Either way, these are the wildfire theories that you may have heard of, thanks to Marjorie and the rest of the Anons. But I just think we're having some worse fires because we have a lot of wind and heat and dryness that we just are not getting rid of as our climate is drastically changing due to at least partially what we've contributed. The Earth Alliance was also going to reveal that the flat Earth theory was all a psyop. Nobody actually believed that, you know. That's why so many of the same people were Anons, right? You're going to claim that Q was a psyop now that it's fallen apart too, right? It's all just misinformation to get out there and expose the people for what they were. Yeah. We'll see. They were also supposed to bring peace to North Korea, and Trump really had Kim Jong-un cowering, didn't he? The CIA was going to be ousted, and they were going to end the Fed. They were also going to end human trafficking, too. Just check it out on the Q clock. It's been right every single time. I mean, maybe not every time, or it's just going to be right. That's the plan. What's the plan again? Well, the plan was going to include exposing the world gold heist conspiracy, which is the theory that 9/11 was an inside job so that they could steal the gold that was inside there, as well as blow up any evidence that was contained in World Trade Center 7, which was a controlled demolition, according to the map, that wiped away any trace of the trillions of dollars that were misappropriated from the budget and were honestly just announced the day before. Yikes. How sad is it that it almost sounds possible? The claim that a missile is also what hit the Pentagon is a little less plausible. But those controlled demolitions, the trillions of missing dollars, maybe they just let it happen, or maybe something, but it just smells funny to me, you know? It stinks. I don't know where the disconnect was in our intelligence community, but that was a huge turning point almost 20 years ago. Let's not forget that the Space Force was going to go into full force as the secret space program was revealed, and they were going to release free energy to us. And the last little thing in this section before we continue with Q was that it references 1984 and recommends that you kill your TV. And while extreme, and I don't recommend destroying your television, I can't say that the 1984 reference isn't at least a little valid today. Big Brother is getting bigger by the minute. Our COVID passports. I gotta get rid of that cough. I should have someone look into that. Also in this Q circle is the term white hats. This is a reference to good hackers that are supposedly helping to, as the map puts it, red pill the masses. The map also lists sheep asleep with the requisite Z's afterwards, and please don't associate that with my Awaken Vapes Good Nights variety. While its terpene profile is going to help you sleep a little more soundly, it's not going to keep you locked in the matrix. And watch out if someone starts using the term 4D chess at you. It's not complimentary. It's a term most often used to mock people who try to present their incompetence as a part of a greater strategy or mind game, something that may exist, but usually does not. You know, like Q and his plan. Pleiadian guidance is mentioned yet again, and as I said before, there really doesn't seem to be anything other than the idea that these other dimensional beings are trying to help guide us towards our 5D evolution. He put it in with Q because I assume that, you know, they're guiding Q too. But I'm going to have to mention DUMS again. That's the Deep Underground Military Bases, as the map mentions them yet again as well. Listen to episode 18, the first in this series, if you want to hear more on them. They do exist. They are a little scary, and I do wonder if we've been trying to connect them through boring tunnels and stuff like that. I don't know that we actually have. I'm not saying that the conspiracy theories are facts, but DUMS exist. I also need to mention the White Dragon. The map points out that it is an Asian secret society, and according to whitedragonsociety.tumblr.com, the International White Dragon Society is the only organization actively resisting world domination by the organized crime group known as the Illuminati, or Black Lodge. No other group is doing anything. Beware of those reporting false information to fill their pockets. But that was posted on February 14, 2015, their last post. Q, I believe, came up in 2016. Maybe they switched societies? Or maybe it's just a whole bunch of randomness that people are trying to get attention with. Okay, the RH negative conspiracy was a new one for me. According to intelexposed.wordpress.com, the basics of that theory is that most people, about 85%, have RH positive blood, while 15% have RH negative blood. If blood type is one of the least mutable human characteristics, then where did the Rh negative come from? This question has puzzled scientists for years, and there is some evidence that suggests the Rh negative blood group may have appeared about 35,000 years ago, and the appearance was regional and seemed to originally be connected with certain groups or tribes. So what would they be trying to say? Something like the survivors of Atlantis or the start of the Aryan race? Yeah, that's right. All I know is it quickly gets linked to the white race and white supremacy. It stops resembling anything like science to me at that point. That said, I did at least look up the stats. The real number is actually 94% of us have positive, while only 6% have Rh negative blood. The same study has concluded that the share of population with Rh negative blood type is set to fall even further, primarily due to the low population growth in Europe, which is where the Rh negative is dominant. Speaking of Europe, though, CERN is also listed, and the map claims it's all part of an occult sacrifice ritual. There are so many theories about CERN that I suggest you look up friend of the podcast, Nick Hinton, on his Twitter threads for more. That's at N-I-C-K-H-I-N-T-O-N-N. And go ahead and listen to episode 10 if you'd like as well. He's a really fun interview. Next is the Council of 200, which the map says is a corrupt elite control group. The group seems to be associated with the Global Surveillance Grid, which is also listed, not far from where Snowden and Assange are mentioned, the whistleblower extraordinaires. Right next to them, it lists the NSA, FBI, and SES. And for those of you that haven't heard of the SES, that's Homeland Security's Senior Executive Service civilian workforce. Those all are very real and all sound very Big Brother to me. Underneath those, however, it does list the CIA with the following clowns in America listed in quotes. So maybe they're trying to denigrate the rest of those as well without saying it expressly. Meh, I really can't say. I just know that we're almost ready to look at the next and much smaller sections of this map, but I have to mention the last few things I want to touch on. The first is the Cabal Deep State Illuminati and other secret societies that are mentioned on the map Just above that mess of secret societies are listed the cities Washington, D.C., City of London, and Vatican City. We're going to have more on the Vatican later, but for now, let's just say it is a ginormous sinkhole of a rabbit hole and would consume months to pull on those threads. Suffice to say, it is an interesting topic. It's just too much for me to take on in this last Great Awakening Map episode. If you want to collaborate on a deep state Illuminati secret society episode, please contact me via Twitter. I will take your expertise and we can run with this and see if we can put a show together. That said, I want to go ahead and touch on a very serious note. I still have to mention Pizzagate. I didn't mention it earlier with the plots of the elites, mostly because I wanted to point out that it was still on this map long after the Anon stormed the pizza parlor, massively armed, threatened families, and found nothing. This was a very dangerous situation that could have turned significantly worse. Why was this not taken off? Why do people still believe it? It's just fairly infuriating to me. I'm not saying that something of the sort couldn't have happened somewhere. We just know for one hell of a fact that it did not happen at Comet Pizza. The last thing I want to mention before I move on and we finally tackle our last two topics is that by the final version of this map, it was so entangled with Q and the Anons that 5D even referenced his own Q map within a thumbnail's distance of the big Q itself. Now, I wonder if he's having any regrets about some of these former theories of his at this point. What do you think? Nah. Let's keep following the white rabbit and trust the plan, right? Do you think I'd forget those too? Nah, definitely not. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the inner earth civilizations. This ought to make people's brains a bit soggy. That said, I am 100% sure that we know almost nothing about the inside of our amazing planet, the oceans, or anything else about our planet, really. That said, I'm going to go ahead and start with the secret undersea bases. You know, like Dumbs, but underwater. That's got to be where they're keeping those tic-tac UFOs, right? Or what about the underground high-speed tram portals, or transplanetary underwater caverns? These all seem a little sci-fi to me, but just because we don't know anything about this kind of stuff, and until we actually do have any proof, though, I'm going to stick with the sci-fi. Anyway, speaking of Dumbs, Sandia and Dulce bases are also listed, which is probably where any UFO crash recovery would likely be today. Originally, it would have probably been taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and then probably moved to Area 51, both of which are listed on the map as well. Area 51 is also listed as a deep underground base that comes complete with a jump base to Mars. And while I'm on Area 51, I have to go ahead and mention Janet Airlines in Las Vegas, since the map does. That's apparently the airline that flies all the secret workers from Vegas out to Area 51 and S4. Those flights do exist, and we know that people work there. We just don't know much about what's going on in actuality. Going back to Sandia and Dulce, though, the phrase deep underground, followed by human/ET hybrid cloning, and New Mexico are listed. Kind of creepy, but I was running out of time to follow breadcrumbs like this. I do know that we are in the process of just trying to fuck with DNA all over the place. We successfully have grown human and chimpanzee cells together that lived for the first 22 days at least. My guess is we could make chimeras. Why? Why are we tempting fate like this? Oh, that's right. Because hubris. Speaking of New Mexico and aliens, though, I am going to be visiting Roswell here soon, so maybe I'll spend an extra night there looking up at the skies and see what we see. After the more human inner Earth civilizations, it lists the red-haired stasis giants as being awoken. According to cosmicdisclosurehelp.info, the red-haired giants were genetically engineered by the pre-Adamites to control humanity after they crash-landed in Antarctica 50,000 years ago. We talked about the Preadamites in the last episode. One common trait is that they apparently have double sets of teeth due to genetic abnormalities caused by improper mixing of different DNA types. In January 2018, in an update on David Wilcock's Divine Cosmos website, Tony Gonzalez told Corey Good that the giants would go on hunting parties to obtain any meat that they could find. Many of these hunting parties would come back with human captives, whom they would eat one at a time. This went on for thousands of years from the time of the Ice Age / Atlantis cataclysm until more recently when humans began to rise in population and become more organized. You know, really well-founded science-y type explanations. And on that extremely science-y front, let's go ahead and get into the honeycomb Earth theory. It's basically that the Earth is filled with caverns of all shapes and sizes, which is true. Now, how many and how deep or how interconnected they are, interconnected enough that entire civilizations could have been sustained within them, I don't really know about that. I should give these more time. But as we've touched on a lot of things that deserve a deep dive, we're just going to go ahead and have to let this one go as well. Also in this section are mentioned UFOs, Nordics, crystals, raptors, yes, the dinosaur kind, as well as Sasquatch, giants, 4D and 5D density beings, the Draco Nazi reptilians, as well as other 4D humans from our future. That sure seems to be a lot of competing groups living inside our Earth for them not to have made themselves known somehow. But, you know, it's an awfully big planet, right? Sonoluminescent lightning is the next term on the map. I'm just going to say briefly that Wikipedia says, sonoluminescence is a phenomenon that occurs when a small gas bubble is acoustically suspended and periodically driven in a liquid solution at ultrasonic frequencies, resulting in bubble collapse, cavitation, and light emission. The thermal energy that is released from the bubble collapse is so great that it can actually cause a weak light emission. As for the conspiracy theory side of that, I decided not to dig much deeper for today. Dolphins, whales, and even Pleiadian soul families are also included in this section, right next to the dinosaurs of inner Earth and fairies, mermaids, Sasquatch, and giants. The map even claims that Darwinism is propaganda and that evolution is truly marked by spontaneous stepped evolutions, most likely with ET help, no less. All facts that are so easy to establish and widely accepted by science today, right? Please don't think I'm serious with that. Okay, we're almost at the end, so I need to mention Anshar, a purported breed of telepaths that survived the destruction of Atlantis and are also said to live in this honeycomb Earth. And since this is backed by just about as much science, has anyone seen the most recent Godzilla movie? Godzilla vs. Kong. Wow, right? Can't remember who said it, but definitely a love letter to conspiracy theorists, and they really seem to have fully embraced the Hollow Earth theory in that movie, didn't they? All right, last but not least, let's not forget about Ka-Ari, or the Construct, which is listed in quotes. That would be referencing Princess Ka-Ari, whom Corey Good meets with in the Construct. You know, that Matrix-like concept of a loading program or a similar type of simulation where you can plug in to meet across untold distances. 100% totally factual, I'm sure. You know my thoughts on Corey. I want to go ahead and bid him a final wave goodbye to the hero, Corey Gump. I mean, Corey Good. Yeah. We're heading into our last section now, which is all about the Vatican. And I'm going to go ahead and begin with the story of Karen Hughes, whose bio says she worked as an attorney at the World Bank from 1986 to 2007. During that time, she says she was able to reveal conspiracies, such as the one that she says involved a crony of the then president of the Philippines, who was illegally taking control of a bank in that country. Hughes says that these revelations eventually led to her being fired, and she now makes a career as an anti-bank activist, billing herself as the World Bank Whistleblower. The map seems to believe her and suggests that all money leads to Rome, which is why Karen and Neil Keenan, who is going to come into play later in the section, are listed in this part of the map. But since the map says that the Vatican, quote, owns all world currency, what does the map recommend? That cryptocurrency is where we need to go, as it's starting to lead to our blockchain future. I can't necessarily disagree with the crypto part of that statement. Doge to the moon! And it's no more true than this last week. What a crazy ride. I'm going to be doing a kind of dummy's guide to crypto in the near future as well. And while you haven't missed the boat yet, it's probably time to consider getting in as we near our virtual futures. Back to the map, though. How did the Vatican acquire all of the world's wealth? Well, it seems to start with the Knights Templar in 1119. And talk about another deep diveable subject that I would love to get into. I've been fascinated with them since childhood, but I digress. It was not long after then that they started the modern day banking system, created interest, and pretty much made us all slaves ever since. They passed their knowledge down through the Freemasons, 33rd degree only, of course, and there's absolutely no way that Freemasonry is just an allegory about how to live and die, right? We've talked about them a little bit, so I'm just going to go ahead and move on to the Jesuits, which are also mentioned as they are supposed to be the keepers of the truth. Of course, this all stems from the even earlier Babylonian money magic slave system, which I'm just not touching with a 10-foot pole today. So, Neil Keenan, that guy I mentioned earlier, is listed, as is his $1 trillion lawsuit, just underneath Karen Hughes. Now, according to the article that I'm including in the show notes from ellastr.nl, that's ellastr.nl, the fact is that in June 2009, two Japanese businessmen were arrested in the Italian Chiasso near the Swiss border. The two Japanese, Yamaguchi and Watanabe, carried in the double bottom of their suitcase Federal Reserve bonds with a face value of $134,500 billion. If that number is correct, that would be $134.5 trillion, okay? The rest of the claim is that the two were accused of having counterfeits in their possession, and after the arrest, the bonds were confiscated by the Italian police. After they were brought before the court, they were quickly released, and there is no police or legal report anywhere to be found, neither in the Italian police record, nor at the financial police, nor at Interpol. However, the confiscated bonds are claimed to remain in the hands of the Italians, and that there is proof that they have been redeemed by the Italian government, and that they are now in the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, and placed in the financial program of the United Nations. I would have thought that they have to have included said proof of these bonds at least being redeemed in their article, which they didn't, and there isn't. So, I moved on, and I couldn't quite figure out why Homo capensis is linked with an arrow to Karen Hughes, but Homo capensis, which should be two words, not one, as it is on the map, was supposedly a type of elongated skull humanoid with an assumed average IQ of 180. Not bad, right? Sadly, the skulls do seem to just be the native population that like to elongate skulls. Why? Well, that's part of the mystery that's still unknown, but we do know how they do it. Why are they included in this section? Probably because the Vatican is accused of hiding information about them and who knows what else. Whether the subject is conspiracy theory or conspiracy reality, where else would these be held other than the vaults of the Vatican Library, of course? That's where they hold the informations on ET Tech, as well as their Lucifer telescope, an acronym for who knows what, but the telescope is supposedly used to contact extraterrestrials. Sounds pretty solid, right? Grounded facts? Yeah, well, why not move on to the mitre hats, which the map misspells. So if you're looking it up for yourself, add in an E. It's MITRE. That mitre hat that the Pope wears is supposedly a symbolic reference to the reptilian shapeshifters with its fish-like opening at the top. This is where the reptilian conspiracies seem to come in, and we could also mention the obelisks and pine cones that are scattered all around Vatican City, but they would each be a multi-part series on their own and fascinating, especially the pineal gland. But I digress. We're getting close to the end, and this is where the map mentions the Papal Swiss Guard. The Papal Swiss Guard is a minor armed forces and honor guards unit maintained by the Holy See. That's S-E-E. That was established to protect the Pope and the Apostolic Palace, serving as the de facto military of the Vatican City. Established in 1506 under Pope Julius II, the Pontifical Swiss Guard is among the oldest military units in continuous operation. Now, what else is the Vatican supposed to be up to? Protecting and promoting pedophilia, for starters. And while that is according to the map, it is sadly also true that the Catholic Church was involved in hiding thousands of priests that were allowed to continue abusing children in other parishes later on. So I don't know that they were involved in either the organ harvesting or global child trafficking that the map also claims, but it does go on to suggest that there is some connection to that child trafficking set at Disney's Club 33. I had never heard of this, so I decided to look it up a little bit, and according to Disney.fandom.com, Club 33 is a private club located at the heart of New Orleans Square in Disneyland. Officially maintained as a secret feature of the theme park and off-limits to the general public, the entrance of the club is located next to the Blue Bayou restaurant at 33 Royal Street, with the entrance recognizable by an ornate address plate with the number 33 engraved on it. Club 33 members enjoy access to the club's exclusive restaurant that serves, along with meals, beer, wine, and other alcoholic beverages. It is the only location within Disneyland to offer alcoholic beverages. Club 33 members are also privileged with access to the park 365 days a year. Club 33 offers individual and corporate memberships. Rumors are that the waiting list can be upwards of 3 to 5 years, and the initiation fee as high as $10,000. The membership levels offered for individuals are gold and silver, with the main differentiation being the number of days in advance a member can make reservations to use the club. I don't think they have a platinum membership where the fees cover child sex slaves, but I'm not going to go ahead and find out for myself on that one. Now for a couple of more lightly related topics, such as psyops. The Hegelian dialectic is the first concept we're going to talk about. Hegel's dialectics refer to the particular dialectical method of argument employed by 19th century German philosopher G.W.F. Hegel, which, like other dialectical methods, relies on contradictory processes between opposing sides. Whereas Plato's dialectics, the opposing sides were people such as Socrates and his interlocutors, Hegel's opposing sides are dependent on the subject matter he's discussing. In his work on logic, for instance, the opposing sides are different definitions of logical concepts that are opposed to one another. So what the map is getting at is the Hegelian dialectic is the framework for guiding our thoughts and actions into conflicts that lead us to predetermined solutions. If we don't understand how the Hegelian dialectic shapes our perceptions of the world, then we're not going to know how or even when we are helping to implement their vision over ours. It's definitely much too late and much too deep into this journey for me to dive deeper tonight, but the people at the top are most definitely pitting both sides against each other. Corporations and billionaires fund candidates on both sides of the aisle to make sure that it's their interest, not yours, that are held in highest regard, no matter which side controls what's going on. That brings us to MKUltra and Super Soldiers, which are listed here. Kind of weird to be in the Vatican section. It's also listed closely to blank slating and reverse aging, all of which we've mentioned before in more depth over the course of this series. So I'm going to move on to the Khazars, or the Khazarian Mafia, which is one of the last terms listed here. Who in the world are the Khazars? Well, They were a semi-nomadic people that lived in the 6th century, and there is debate as to whether or not they and the Ashkenazi Jewish lineage share a history. According to prepareforchange.net, the history of the Khazarian Mafia, the world's largest organized crime syndicate, which the Khazarian oligarchy morphed into by their deployment of Babylonian money magic, has been nearly completely excised from the history books. Yeah. This is where it starts to turn into anti-Jewish Ashkenazi propaganda of the type that has been going on for centuries, and I just don't want to touch it. And didn't I say I wasn't touching money magic before? Yeah. So that actually is going to bring me to where we're going to end this series. Can you believe it? We're on the final quote. All right. Along the very bottom of the map is one long rant that I'm going to try to do justice. So here goes. It starts with a big, bold, escape the matrix, and is followed by fake news media, false flags, 9/11, Federal Reserve, big banks, big pharma, vaccines, GMOs, fluoride, chemtrails, Gwen Towers, FEMA, Fukushima, Hollywood occult, educational indoctrination, taxes, globalism, New Nazi World Order, Secret Masters, RFID, 5G, oil, war on drugs, EMF pollution, crisis actor, open borders, maritime law, SSN. Yep, it's written just like that, dashes in between the words and phrases, nothing else. If that doesn't describe what this whole QAnon movement and 5D's thought process looks like, then I don't know what else does. It feels like a full frontal onslaught to overwhelm your reasoning skills. And I can't think of a better way to end, so thank you for joining me on this very special Great Awakening finale, and I hope to see you back here next week. Thank you again for joining me for our last episode on this amazingly complex and twisting Great Awakening map. I hope you enjoyed exploring this crazy pop art artifact as much as I did, and that you're looking forward to more interviews and some future deep dives on much more targeted topics. Don't worry, I learned my lesson. No more 13-parters for a while, okay? I want to give a special thanks to all of you listeners. You are the reason I'm doing this. Please tell your friends about us, follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on YouTube, or wherever else you're listening. And if you can, please leave us a comment or a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help with our visibility. You can also support us on Patreon or connect with us on the social media of your choice. We are at Awakened Exchanges on Facebook and Instagram, and at Awaken Exchanges on Twitter. Thanks again, and have a blessed day.